Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise. From AsthmaCorps Studios near Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, man.
It's the Weedsman Podcast.
I have no idea what's going on.
And now...
You have smoked yourself retarded.
Here are the Weedsmen.
You want to get high?
181.
That's a lot of fucking shows.
Yeah.
Chris.
I'm Rob.
I'm Aaron.
Back.
No right. Michael.
No Mikey.
No Mikey, Mikey B. Light.
I think I need to reapply my Carmex before we get started here.
Better.
I'm stuck. It's that season.
Oh, yeah.
All it takes, it's like one lick, and it's all downhill from there.
Yeah.
You lick your lips once, and then you go, oh, shit, I need some Carmex. And then the Carmex wears off your lips, and your lips are like, hey, shit, we need some Carmex.
Yeah.
All right, fuck.
Yeah. Now, today is the day, it's November 11th. Market. Busted out the winter jacket for the first time today.
Oh, really?
It's that cold, man.
Damn.
I did, yeah, the other day. I had scarf and everything.
Mm-hmm. I haven't yet. I'm holding back. I'm a thicker guy. I can handle it.
You know, a little more...
cushion.
A little more padding. Insulation.
Padding.
Is what I was
you can, yeah, I think it would take some extreme weather to get you out of your hoodie.
Usually 20s.
Yeah.
Consistent 20s and lower. Yeah.
It's winter jacket time.
And I usually leave the hoodie on. I go multi-layer. You know, when you're in Michigan, you have to go multi-layer. Yeah.
But even in Michigan, we get the, like, 365 shorts type of guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They have the big shorts, and they'll pull their socks up.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, really just their shin that looks cold,
mm-hmm.
but still.
It's just got to be really a painful situation. I couldn't imagine.
I don't know what the commitment to the shorts is. Like the diehard commitment. Is it completely, is it anti-pants?
I know, right?
Maybe.
These guys are like, fuck it's pants.
Fuck these pants.
Is it hot legs? Like literally, like my legs were just really hot. They
my
always feel hot.
Sweat a lot.
Maybe, you know, some people, the back of their knees are really sensitive, maybe.
That too. You know what? I haven't really thought of that one.
Or maybe that they don't feel cold in their legs.
Wow.
Well, because
they wear shorts all the time.
They have diabetes.
They've lost feeling. All the nerve endings are dead.
Okay.
Are you going to play short shorts? Is that what this is?
There's not a lot of songs about shorts.
No, there's right not.
It's a good song, though.
But they aren't the short shorts. It's the long shorts.
Yes. Not George shorts.
It's the below-the-knee shorts.
Yes.
Which I have worn for maybe about two summers in my entire life.
Are those considered capris?
Not a capri. No, this was like... This was 90s. So
oh, okay.
Baggy below-the-knee shorts.
Interesting.
Oh, I remember when it was radical, when Bermuda shorts were radical. Like... What's weird, like, everybody, if you wore shorts,
yeah,
you wore those, like, bicycle shorts with the, like, the cut up the sides,
mm-hmm.
you know, where your balls would hang out if
I
you
had a pair
raised
of them.
Your leg.
Yeah, I used to own a pair.
Like, that, that was shorts. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bermuda shorts came out, like, whoa, what's a Bermuda short? This is crazy. It, like, goes down to your calf. No, not down to your calf, down to your thigh, like, mid-thigh. Go down to the thigh.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, it just kept going from there. Mm. So now we have everything in between, right?
Literally.
Like, you either had shit, you either had pants that went down to your shoes, or you had shorts that went up to your balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two choices.
Yes.
Yeah, there wasn't too much.
That was about it.
Wasn't too much leeway between that.
Oh, by the late 80s.
Yeah.
That's when things started getting really radical, you know, with the triangle shapes and the Bermuda shorts and everybody had a skateboard.
Mm-hmm.
It was like hot pink with an eagle on it. Maybe that was just me.
Maybe.
I don't know. So, Rob, you just got back from a vacay, huh?
Yeah, I just
came back. You're sporting a hand-wrapped stogie over there.
Yeah.
Is that a Florida purchase?
Yes. It was purchased down by where my family's at, by Tampa. More, I mean, it's just a beautiful area. I enjoy going down there and going by the beach.
Yeah.
There's Fred Howard Park Beach, and It's just a I mean, you get to go down there. You don't have to pay anything, which is crazy that you actually have to pay to go to a beach.
Are they shitty about their beaches, like what you can do on them, or?
Well, they're. I mean, there's not a lot of, like, how do I say, like, heavy supervision on a lot of beaches.
So there's not a lot of, hey, you can't drink that bottle.
No, you're okay. As long as you clean up after yourself, that's the big deal.
You can't be here at 1 a.m.
Well, they do shut down the beaches. They have a closing time.
Sir, please put some pants on.
They don't want you out there after dark. You know, fucking on the beach, leaving condoms.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. People, you know, going out with the tide.
That is really a hand-wrapped cigar, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to meet the guy that makes
it. I've never seen anybody make a cigar before. I mean, what does it look like?
Well, like, you know, kind of like wrapping a burrito, really, but you just keep continuing till it gets super, you know, tight, but it still squeezes. That's like the secret to a good cigar, is that you have to find one that has some squeeze.
Squeeze to it, yeah.
Yeah. It's still, you know,
because otherwise it'll be too hard to draw, I would imagine. You don't want to. It's like rolling a joint.
Mm-hmm. A lot like rolling a joint. I'm sure that guy's pretty good at that.
So what's the insides look like, though? Is it all just leafy substance, or is it like ground up, like when you buy tobacco in the bag and it's all ground up?
No, well, this is just whole leaf wrapped.
It's straight up whole leaf.
Yeah, so when you look in here, it just like stacked leaves all the way down through.
Right.
So
is the outside part different than what's on the inside? Like, does it have an outside wrap, or is it all just part of the dried leaf?
It's all part of the leaf.
It's all, and so it all smokes the same. It's not like a cigarette where you have like a wrap on it. That
right. They don't add anything to it either. Like a lot of cigarette tobacco sprayed.
Right. Or even, I imagine even a store bought cigar would have a lot of additives to it.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff's sprayed for preserve, but this was like, he told me, like, literally, he's like, I wrapped these like 2 days before you're buying them. You know, this is a fresh cigar, you know.
So it's a Cuban style cigar that was purchased in Florida by a Cuban guy.
Yes, it was trained by his dad that was from Cuba.
Nice. But, I don't mind a cigar. I don't know if I could ever really be an avid cigar smoker.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not bothered. As long as it's a nice, or I shouldn't say nice, I'm not snooty about it. As long as it's not a Black and Mild, basically.
Fuck no. That is not.
If it's a halfway decent cigar, it doesn't bother me.
I tell you what, I have smoked Black Milds.
Yeah.
But, lighting it up, it's like watching a jet engine lighting up, you know, like.
Right.
Yeah.
You look like the fucking kingpin. You're like Vincent D'Onofrio over there cheering on that thing.
I enjoy it.
It's nice.
It's good. I don't know what it is, man. I just enjoy a good cigar. It's a bad habit.
But you've smoked cigarettes, too, and you've vaped. I mean, as a nicotine delivery system, how does it rate? And is that a big part of the enjoyment, or is it mostly flavor?
It's flavor. It's, you know, obviously the nicotine's good too.
Yeah.
You get that little rush. It's, you know, like kind of like a cigarette, but there's more flavor to it than like a cigarette. You get the cigarette, it's just a plain shitty flavor. Whereas this, you get that nutty.
That's how they sell them too. Hey, plain shitty flavor. Plain shitty flavor country.
When I was a custom picture framer for this guy for like 7 years. Mm-hmm. He went through a divorce and he started smoking again. He went straight to cigars. Mm-hmm. You know, he would smoke. I'm working on pictures back there. And it doesn't have to be like a sterile environment. There's a lot of like expensive artwork around that people want to preserve. And
smoke would be a bad idea to be around.
I mean, you've worked with these type of materials, Rob, like acid-free materials so that your paper doesn't yellow, so that you're not damaging the surrounding artwork or anything like that.
Exactly.
And, you know, here he is, like, chomping away on the cigar.
Like ones back like there. This?
Well, it wasn't quite that big.
Okay.
It was nastier smelling, too. I was like, I don't think you're supposed to inhale them. And he's like, when you smoke as long as I have you inhale. And I'm like, I don't think that's a rule.
Damn. No. No,
like,
not ever.
Straight, like, sure, you might inhale a little bit of smoke, but usually you just let it kind of sit in the mouth, right, and get the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just roll it across your tongue. You don't want to inhale
straight up, just suck it down like it was a cigarette.
It's funny you say that, because when I was actually picking these up, there's an older Cuban gentleman sitting against the wall, and he was sitting with his buddy smoking a cigar, and he actually did inhale it, and he just started dying. Like he was like, right. And like all the guys are laughing at him, handing him water. Like, drink the water. Right. Shut up, you know. But yeah, I mean, even like a seasoned cigar smoker, that person will choke on a cigar if they inhale it. So it's definitely a certain way of smoking it.
Seems like the music that you're playing while you smoke that cigar.
What is this, like Buena Vista Social Club?
I typed in Cuban music into Google Music.
No, you don't have to kill it.
Yeah, don't kill that. I was enjoying that.
Because I got that. Well, I got this.
About enough of this cigar smoking shit in this country.
It was a fad for a while. Yeah. Like this would have been like mid '90s. When is this shit gonna go away? When, like, the cigar magazines were getting really
big. Cigar Aficionado and stuff like that, It was a trendy.
Does it have a year on this? Asshole cocksuckers. Or you could probably judge by his hair. He looks like 90s Carlin, right? Mm-hmm.
White pussy business. Sucking on a big brown dick.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Could George Carlin have a career now? Isn't it?
Oh, he just
isn't it almost
mind.
A good thing that he passed?
Yeah.
Before he could be accused of multiple things.
Yeah.
Cigar. Oh yeah. Well, sometimes it's a big brown dick with a fat, arrogant, white collar business criminal asshole sucking on the wet end of it. But hey, the news is not all bad for me. Not all bad. You want to know the good part? Cancer of the mouth. Good. Yeah. Fuck them. Makes me happy. It's an attractive disease. Goes nice with a cell phone. So light up, Suspender Man, and suck that smoke deep down into your empty suit. And
yeah, this would have had to been later 90s, probably.
I think maybe late 90s, George.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You went to a wedding recently?
Yes, a DJ'd a wedding.
Can we say whose?
I'm going to.
He's been on the podcast.
Rob C. Murray, formerly of the Projection Booth podcast, available on ChristopherMedia.net.
He got hitched.
He did. He got hitched.
Congratulations, Rob.
Yes. Yeah, we DJed the wedding, which, man, he was coming up to the wedding. I was getting nervous because he's pretty nonchalant about the tech situation.
Yeah.
And apparently PA systems have come a long way since the last time I DJed. Last time I DJed regularly, 2010.
Yeah.
So,
I remember that.
Yeah, input now, we're going to audio nerd it here for a second. There's an RCA jack, there's a USB, you know, there's a three prong. You know, it had any kind of input you wanted, like there's PA systems have now.
Damn.
But
I DJed a wedding off of an iPod, like a little tiny ass iPod. But it was the bride and groom, their list of music was in there. And my laptop.
So they had a playlist.
Yeah.
And then you had Money Money or...
I had Google Music. Yeah, you know. No, the new one is... this is the new one.
What's the...
This is the new...
Yeah, what were the requests? That's what I want to know.
This is the new...
It doesn't matter.
This is the new hot shit wedding song.
Playlists are great, you know, from the bride and groom. Awesome.
This is you see playlist. Some drunk white people dancing. This is the new one.
It's everybody else that comes
I can
up
see that.
And wants to hear something. You're like, yeah, you'd be playing something like this, and, you know, aunts and uncles and shit are getting down on the dance floor, and some kid's like, how come you don't have any Metallica? And I'm like, I do, but I'm not, why? Like, you're the only one who wants to hear
it. I played everything that was requested of me except something that some, like, seven-year-old kid asked me to play.
What?
Because I didn't know. That was the experience that I had. Because
did you have like?
Do you remember the song?
Play.
Well,
you
no, my go-to when I was DJing was the now that's what I call music compilations. Yeah. It gave me all the hits.
Yeah,
you know, like, and I opened up the most current one, and I went, I knew Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
it was just even the artists. Fuck the song names. It was just looking at the. This would be a fun game for all of us.
For you, I know a few. I still listen to radio.
Can't this song die already? This is what people want to dance to.
No, the party was jumping when this one was on.
Wedding is my least favorite style of DJ. for me personally to do. I've done it. I've done it all. Well, not radio. I shouldn't say I haven't done it all. I've been a radio DJ, but I've done every other form. And
I'll say, no, I'm going to shit on my own story here if I choose this particular compilation. Because I've heard of, well, I know who DJ Khaled is. I've heard of the Chainsmokers. I know who Ed Sheeran is. I know who Imagine Dragon is.
See?
Selena Gomez, Katy Perry.
You know.
But I don't know any of these fucking songs. I can tell you that.
Right, you don't know which They're ones new. Are appropriate or which ones people yeah, want to hear.
That was because I was like, the only song that I didn't fulfill for the 7-year-old was because I didn't even know what it was. He's like, you play a song called Flashing Lights? I'm thinking, all right, that's fucking Kanye West. And no, it's someone else.
Yeah, I don't know that song either.
I mean, I know Flashlights by Parliament.
Yeah, should have just played that. Yeah, it would have been more appropriate for that group.
Chasing Status?
What?
Is it this song?
Chasing Status? I've never heard that.
Yeah, no. I can already tell you, I've not played that at a wedding.
No.
Is this one? Havana Brown? In the flesh. Nope, I wouldn't have played that either.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'd have played this.
Yeah, this would have been okay.
Because at least a dance beat eventually kicks in.
Oh, is this the Kanye?
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, and then two. So, but also, you see, now I had to DJ off of two channels, you know, no sliders, two channels
no
of
PA. No crossfader.
No crossfader, man. I had to do it old school. I had to do it based off of your fucking levels.
Damn.
Like, but yeah, so that was fun, and then also turns into a that unintentional 20-year high school reunion.
Because you and Rob go way back, right?
Yeah, that's how I know Rob. I actually knew Rob before we went to high school together. We took guitar lessons from the same music teacher, and we had met at our guitar recitals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the current girlfriend / future wife. Met the first love / ex-girlfriend.
Really?
That's incredibly fun.
That's interesting.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
But you pulled the power move, called her the wrong name.
Oh. Like to her face?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Really?
The power move.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's class. Good class.
But it was like, all right, cool. At the end of the night, it's like, all right, I haven't seen for all of 20 years. Probably the last time I've seen most of you in person.
Yep.
Deuces, Facebook is a thing.
Yep, I'm like, around.
And I did pose the question to Mandy the other day. Do you think Facebook killed the high school reunion?
Pretty much. I'd say so.
Has anyone contacted you?
No.
For a reunion?
No, not at all. Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's not for me either. There's been zero, like, hey, let's have a reunion. Like, why? With social media.
Right. If you need to get a hold of me, I'm there.
Anyone I want to keep up with. I'm friends with on Facebook.
Exactly.
I see pictures of their babies and their food.
Yeah, I was never really close with anyone in my own grade anyway.
Yeah.
Me neither. But
they wouldn't have reached out to me. Maybe the class before would have said, hey, you know, I would have showed up to that one.
Yeah, I would have gone to that if it was open. Like, that should be a thing.
Yeah.
Like, open class reunions.
Right.
Like, it's for 98, but
to keep it segregated by year, I'm like...
That'd be a good gimmick at a bar.
Yeah.
Hey, class, so whatever night.
I had friends, you know, 1 year older than me, and I had friends younger than me.
Yeah.
If you're hearing that.
For some reason, in my actual grade, there was one person that was even worth talking to. I had this bizarre occurrence the other day where I woke up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, something that I do very infrequently. And, you know, did the thing where you don't turn on the light and just try and stay as asleep as possible. Try and just go on autopilot.
I have a nightlight in my bathroom for that reason.
Just try to evacuate.
And so I do my thing. I flush. I go jump back in bed. And then I hear...
Holy shit.
And I'm like, what the... What water. The fuck is that?
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of water.
Yeah.
like a lot of water.
Yeah, too much water.
So, I get up, and I stumble to the bathroom, and I flick on the light, and, a hose had burst on the toilet, right? Or given way.
The water from the wall? The hose?
Right, the intake into the tank.
Holy
right?
Oh, shit.
No.
Right. But... Because of you know, it has this bend on it, and it's probably already always had that bend, and so it didn't shoot out straight. It kind of went, you know, still curled up, and it was pointed directly at the toilet seat, if you can picture this, right? Mm-hmm. So the water is shooting and hitting the toilet seat from the underneath while it's closed, making it look as if there's just tons of water coming out of the bottom of the toilet and gushing out over the top.
You're just making me want to go pee right now. I'm sorry. I almost have to go
pee. I didn't register the water coming out of the hose. All I saw was what looked like more water coming out of the toilet itself. And I was like, the sewer is just like violently backing up into my apartment.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's what it looked like.
Oh.
No. You got to follow. It was the way it was hitting the toilet seat made it come over the edge of the bowl in like a uniform waterfall, right? It wasn't a jet. It was a jet coming out of the... Rob's got to go.
I'm tapping out.
Like, do you picture what I'm saying, though? There was a jet coming out of the wall, but it was hitting almost immediately hitting the seat and then creating this waterfall effect down the whole side of the toilet. So it looked like all the water was coming up from the toilet and coming down around the edges. And I said, what can I do? Like, there's no shutoff valve if the water comes backing up, and like in that episode of The Simpsons where Bart throws a cherry bomb into the toilet.
Yes.
That's what it looked like, only maybe that was a little exaggerated. So, yeah, well, there it is.
People, no roughhousing on the monkey bars. You there. Tuck in your shirt. Watch it.
I didn't know what to do. I shut the door. Well,
for yourself. Just shut the door? That's how nothing's going to fix it?
I shut the door, and I thought, it'll just have to stop. I mean, what else can I do? And it wasn't stopping. It wasn't changing. It wasn't going away. And my floor, the floor of the bathroom was getting flooded.
Yeah.
And so I open the door again. I take out a better look. And I'm more awake now. And I see, the water is shooting out of the hose from the wall. And there's, you know, definitely a valve attached to that. So I was able to turn the water off from there. But you don't think that there could be that much water in such a little hose.
Right. But when, you know.
But it's all the water in the world.
Right. The whole system.
I do enjoy. Oh, you just shut the door. No.
I was convinced. Right. In my still half asleep state, I was state. Stape?
Stape.
In my still half asleep state. I'm committed to this sentence now. I'm going to get through it. In my still half asleep state, I was convinced that there was nothing that I could do, that the water was coming out of the toilet and I had no way to control it. And so I shut the door.
You're just like, yeah, okay.
But it didn't stop. And so I had to go back in and see that it was actually coming out of the hose and that I could indeed shut it off.
Hey, Rob.
Yo, what up?
What drugs are you on?
Grape.
Yeah. Ha. Yeah.
We are on that grape ape.
Yes. Yeah. That is this week's strain. It is a indica dominant.
Even as a kid, I wasn't having this shit.
I watched it. That dog's name is Beagly Beagly.
Yep.
I've seen it, but I was like, what is this bullshit?
Crazy character.
This is the USA Cartoon Express type of shit. That's where I saw it.
Isn't Voltron on? I'm sorry, this is Grape Ape.
Yes, the strain Grape Ape. Propagated by Apothecary Genetics and Barney Farms is a mostly indica strain.
Bon.
By Mendocina Perps and Skunk and Afghani, named for its distinct grape-like smell, this indica is known for providing carefree relaxation that can help soothe pain, stress, and anxiety. Its dense, compact buds are wreathed in deep purple leaves, which darken as its indica reaches the full maturation following the 7 to 8 week flowering time. But yes, this is definitely a great strain for relaxation, sleepy, you know, picking up your spirit, a euphoric high.
Picking up your spirit?
Uplifting, man. Just get you going.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes you want to go and take a nap. Get you pumped for a nap. And make a sandwich afterwards, you know, like a pastrami and rye.
So pumped for this nap.
I don't know who I am to judge. I like Speed Buggy.
Speed Buggy?
It's not like that show is any better in concept or execution than Grape Ape.
Oh, yeah, I watched the shit out of this, too.
They're putting them together. This motor is so obviously just a guy going... That chick's...
It's Michael Winslow.
Yeah.
I was in love with that chick. What's her... I wonder what...
That's a drawing.
Yes. But that drawing has cute hair. Who put the antifreeze in my carburetor?
Yeah. That car is crazy.
He's always sputtering. Well, this was, I think this was a 70s creation.
It's in 1973,
yeah.
I never watched this.
The 70s, people thought that buggies were cool. Mm, everyone wanted a buggy.
Like a sand buggy?
Yeah, like a dune buggy.
Dune buggy, thank you.
Olivia Newton-John's former boyfriend found in Mexico after going missing 12 years ago.
What?
What the fuck is this?
They're like, oh, shit. She found me.
Yeah.
Former boyfriend of Olivia
Newton-John.
I got
rid of her.
12, Patrick McDermott, American cameraman of Korean descent, who's on and off boyfriend of Olivia Newton-John. How can you be on and off with that? Man.
Bitch, I didn't want to be found.
He's been found alive and well in New Mexico. In Mexico, not in New Mexico.
Let me guess, he's a bartender?
Probably.
He disappeared in 2005 on a fishing trip. His boat mysteriously disappeared. Oh, he disappeared.
Did he kill
a fucking his boat was
local?
Found with his wallet and other personal items aboard. And so they said that he might most likely drown. I mean, he's nowhere to be found.
I would agree with that.
There was claims that, let's see, NBC, Dateline NBC claimed Mr. McDermott disappeared to avoid debts, including $8,000 that he allegedly owed to his ex-wife for child support. Come on, nobody disappears to Mexico over $8,000 in debts. Like, it's not how life works. You know, I know this is 2005 money, but still, it wasn't worth fleeing to Mexico because you owed the baby mama $8,000. That's nothing. Oh, let's see, he was living in a boat. I wonder if Matthew McConaughey is going to play him now in a romantic comedy.
That would make
sense. Based on true events. Private detective Charlie Parker told the magazine the widow's peak is exact. The eyes are very similar. The ears extend down on the head the same distance. I believe it is him. Yeah, you got to be careful, though. Guys' ears grow. That's like the first thing that starts changing on when you get older. Your ears start getting bigger.
I thought they'd just get hairy.
Yeah. Well, they do that too. Would you ever notice that? Like, older actors, they'll like put hair, they'll put a wig on them to play a part or something. You're like, man, he looks so... Oh, like Larry David. Larry David, yeah. They put him in a disguise and they put him in a wig and glasses. I'm like, he looks so much younger. And then you look at his ears and I'm like, no, they're still like a foot long.
So is that what happens to dudes getting older? Ears start screaming towards the ground.
Yeah, I don't know why. They just start drooping and getting bigger.
Wow, look at this album
cover. The ears melt first.
Look at that. His hair looks painted on.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Hey, look at my hair.
Believe in Scientology.
It's me and Sandy. We made a Christmas album.
This Christmas, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh,
don't you
God.
Don't you dare play any Christmas music. It's too early.
Dude, hey, you know the rape song? It's the rape song.
What's the rape song?
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Whoa.
From the Harvey Weinstein Christmas album. Can't stay.
Baby,
Listen to the lyrics of this.
I've got to go.
Why is he?
Yeah, no worries.
This evening's been
He's playing the female part.
Yeah. Yeah, why is he playing the female part?
Oh my god. This is awesome and awful all at the same time.
I don't even know what to say.
He sounds like gay Tony Bennett.
Yeah, he does a lot.
And again, let's look at this album cover. His hair looks painted on.
Yeah, notice my painted on skulllet.
Olivia Newton-John's amazing. He's got such a sexy voice.
I ought to say no, no, no.
It just sounds weird.
How does it? Yes, say no.
It's like, I got it now.
Yeah.
It's like if Tony Bennett and Sean Connery had a gay love child. That would be John Travolta singing right now.
Wow. It's a hell of a comparison or a compilation. Is he coming?
What?
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh my god, I think I really gotta go.
Holy
shit, it's all over you now.
Maybe it's cold.
It's warm now.
Olivia Newton-John's showing her dick to him right now. This welcome has been
so nice and warm. Look out that window. Oh, I can't do it
enough,
anymore.
Enough. It's not even that time yet.
Bullshit.
What? Not Olivia Newton-John.
I was at the airport I was at the Spokane airport the Saturday after Halloween, and they were playing Christmas music.
Did you flip off the PA?
No.
I did.
The edibles I had eaten were kicking in. I was just trying to get past security before I started freaking out. McNugget fight.
There's a McNugget fight. Let's see. Caught on video.
McNugget fight.
Watch this. Two customers in front of her climbed through the drive-thru window to shout and throw punches. That's not a McNugget fight. That's a punching fight.
Yeah.
I don't care if McNuggets were involved in throwing.
An Amazon commercial.
Oh, hi, Amazon.
Wait a minute.
Wait. This is a BuzzFeed video. On?
Sweet. Well, I mean, there's going to be dollar menus coming back in early 2018.
No,
this ain't no McNugget fight, motherfucker.
No, that's a joyous occasion.
Not that. Not in the McDonald's commercial. Scroll. There you go.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh, no audio?
Click on the friggin' audio thing.
Yeah.
Dude, it's right next to the bigger screen thing.
Look, all the way in the bottom right-hand corner.
Oh.
Come back and hear this bitch out. Wait, well, one at a time.
Yeah,
slow down. There's two videos. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, I've seen that before.
Oh, damn.
There was shit. I can't see what's happening.
Yeah.
There's definitely punches being thrown, though.
Oh.
She leaned over and grabbed the person in the drive-thru.
Jesus. Whoa. Ladies, calm down. Air this bitch out.
I just placed my order and I was driving around the corner when I heard all this shouting. And I saw two girls just dive through the drive-thru window. Then I started recording because I knew this was going to be an important video.
World star.
Yes.
Yeah, an important video.
It was very important.
Shut up.
Very important.
Shut up.
Very important to show everybody.
Exactly. Very important for world star.
So in the second video, they climb back out through the window. So they actually climbed out of the car into the drive-thru window.
Yes.
What an idiot.
So how does that... I mean, they dove through the window and were throwing punches. And it's called the McNugget fight. Doesn't it sound like that would be, you know, throwing McNuggets?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand that the supposed cause of the McNugget or the fight was the McNuggets, apparently, according to the story. Discrepancy in a McNugget order that was the catalyst. Well, it's not really about the McNuggets, is it? How could it be? You want to see a crazy shark?
Yeah.
Crazy shark.
Crazy shark.
A prehistoric shark. Well, it's not itself prehistoric. I don't think it's millions of years old, but the species is virtually unchanged from prehistoric era. A rare frilled shark, considered a living fossil, remained unchanged for 80 million years.
Oh, shit. I've seen one, a picture of that. Yeah.
Well, I think I saw that on Stranger Things.
Yeah. It's a demi dog. It's
Whoa!
The demi shark.
Demi shark.
Look at this thing.
It does. It has a big flat head.
Thing looks like a snake.
It's going to bite you.
It is a very snake like head, isn't it?
Oh, look at that. Oh, that's
like
regular.
A cobra
that's
when Melania it's all puffed
Trump.
Up.
I'm sorry.
Hitler, Melania Trump, the Game of Thrones chick.
What do you search, Chris?
Diabetes, Alzheimer's, cruise deals.
Are you an old man?
I know, right? Why is Hitler down there? It's disturbing.
Yeah, why are you researching Hitler?
Unregimented.
Oh.
This is my podcast computer. My search history is insane.
Yeah.
It's just clickbait. It's not tailored.
Computer's probably tagged by the FBI by now. Like,
what's
your
up?
Search.
Go back to the picture. What's up with his teeth?
Who?
The shark.
Oh, yeah. They're flat.
Which one?
That one.
Either one. They both show his teeth. I can't. What the fuck is going on, though? It looks like he has coral for teeth.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. I'm like, what the?
Not Carl.
Coral.
It doesn't explain the teeth.
Isn't shark music?
This is shark music?
It's called shark.
Oh. Shark music.
This one's called.
No.
This one's called baby shark.
It's for fish. Baby shark.
This is here we go. It's a unique mouth shape. It's really. Its jaw has more than 300 teeth, neatly lined in 25 rows, which, according to Professor Mark.
There you go.
What the fuck? Mommy shark. Mommy shark.
Why is it a mommy shark?
Daddy shark.
Oh, yeah. That. Now it's just weird.
Daddy shark.
Daddy shark.
I was about to say grandma or grandpa.
So grandpa shark's next.
They think this was going to be like a wedding shark. Song hit. Like, everyone do the shark.
Yeah.
This could just be kids' music.
Are you sure this isn't from an episode of Family Guy?
The album that cover that it's from makes me think it's kids' music. Yeah. In that corner.
Oh, that's what makes you think it? The album cover makes you think it?
Yeah.
I don't really?
Know. Hey, I could be out of touch.
Oh, what was the giveaway?
This could be hot in the streets. For all I know now. Well, what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. This shark had a lot of teeth to trap squid, fish, and other sharks.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Baby fucking shark.
Why would you buy a sex toy that could record you in some fashion?
I don't know.
Wait, when we're talking about sharks?
I don't know. Cam girls? I see cam girls using that quite a bit.
A sex toy company has admitted its vibrators have been secretly recording users' intimate sessions.
Damn.
Blamed as a minor software bug. The remote-controlled vibrator app was recording sound files and storing them on their phones. Why? How? What? Why would it record your voice? Is it a voice-activated vibrator?
Yeah.
The LoveSense remote control vibrator app.
Do we have to put technology in everything?
Seems to be recording while the vibrator is on. It's going through my phone media to prepare for a factory reset and came across a dot... 3GP file named temp sound play in the folder for the app. The file was a full audio recording 6 minutes long of the last time I had used the app to control my partner's remote control vibrator.
Whoa.
It doesn't even sound like that was a known function of the app, much less that they were, you know, that the user was initiating it.
What the inside of the vagina looks like.
I don't think, it's audio. It's an audio file.
Oh.
What it sounds like.
Hear what the inside of your vagina sounds like. And upload it to the cloud.
Well, you know, there's no microphone on the vibrator. Right? I mean, what use would that be? It has to be recording with the phone. Like, it's the app that controls the vibrator on your phone that is recording with your phone.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be pretty clear quality. Company says concern is completely understandable. Rest assured, no information or data is sent to our servers. This cache file is currently remains on your phone instead of deleting itself once your session is finished. Why is it recorded in the first place? That is bizarre. Why would it need to record any audio?
Yeah, that is a good question. What's with the audio? Is there some like
unless they were picturing a future version of this where it would be audio controls
to one guy's computer,
and he's just got them in categorized MP3s,
beaten off,
but wouldn't
relentlessly.
I'm trying to think if I was a female using a vibrator by myself, audio control would be pretty handy, so to speak. Audio control would be handy. It'd be handless instead of like having to turn the dial and find like how many clicks you are. Ramp it up.
Super delay on that.
So you could just be like
7 seconds.
Three. Like, okay, Google vibrator.
Yeah. Okay, Google.
Set yourself to vibrate 4 with
set to black.
Set to Morse code style. Dial SOS.
Rough.
Rough the never land. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, speaking of sleep.
Yeah.
Well,
if you're in California or Israel, you can try the ICANN sleep device.
What's that?
ICANN sleep.
Charles, what now?
It's a cannabis inhaler. One puff of this will send you to sleep within 10 minutes.
Damn. I need that.
Damn.
When I travel.
New handheld gadget squirts a small dose of drugs into the lungs. I thought you stuck it up your nose. It's just like an inhaler, yeah. Test show a single toke at bedtime can trigger sleep. It didn't have cannabis in it, they wouldn't say toke.
Right.
You don't toke an inhaler.
Token.
Single toke can trigger sleep in as little as 10 minutes. Researchers found users doze deeply and wake up refreshed with no unpleasant side effects. Costs around 100 pounds. That's a lot. How many hits are you going to get off of this shit?
Yeah, that's the interesting part. I'm waiting for you to tell me.
I don't know.
Because I know usually on a normal inhaler, you can get 100.
If you do 3 hits, will you be asleep in like 3 minutes?
I'd go until I passed out. I'm sorry, that's just me.
Wake up. Right arms hanging off the bed, inhaler. 1 foot away from it.
You just feel like you just
drool on your
cerebral
corner of your
palsy.
Mouth.
Yeah, that's what's curious about this, because if you were to use it on a regular basis,
shout out to
it's going
to
make a big difference.
Palsy.
If the active ingredient is THC, isn't it going to vastly depend on how much THC you consume otherwise?
Mm-hmm.
I think for us here at the Weedsmen,
I'd be in a club with
Rob. I don't
think
it would
like,
put us to sleep.
I'd hit this thing until like
I fucking pass out.
Yeah.
Until I die. Oh, sorry. No, don't do it, kids.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Hey, that's him and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
What?
Saying that we should be legalizing cannabis. What's happened with marijuana is it's a Schedule I drug, which means it's presumed to be addictive and it's presumed to have no medical value. Yet people are using it for all these medical applications. So, well, let's study it. Well, you're not allowed to study it because it's a Schedule I drug. So that has to be sorted out.
Yeah, I'll fucking study it, man. I'll study some more.
He says,
bah.
Personally, I don't like the smell. I just don't like it. One time in college, I tried it, and I'm not good at smoking it.
I'm not good at it.
He says, I didn't put in the hours to get good at smoking.
It does take practice. I'm not going to lie.
I know.
You can't just jump into the shit. Yeah.
But somebody on Twitter was putting Bill Nye on blast for not being a real scientist. And I was like, come on. No shit.
Yeah.
No fucking shit. And Judge Judy isn't a real judge. No fucking shit. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
Welcome. Join the rest of us.
Right.
Dipshit.
Welcome to TV land.
Hi. Yeah.
Do you understand the concept of what you're watching here? None of this is real. Mm. Oh, but you
we
know,
he's experts.
He calls himself the science guy. Yeah. No scientist calls himself the science guy.
Yeah.
Calls him like doctor.
Yeah.
Because they usually have a doctorate of some sort.
The doctor guy.
He doesn't call himself Dr. Bill Nye, the science the scientist.
Dr. Bill Nye.
He doesn't even say scientist. He's not calling himself a scientist, which is kind of a loose term. Like, you could be a scientist. There's a lot of different sciences out there.
Mm-hmm.
So you could claim to be a scientist in a way that, you know, let's say it's like engineer. There's engineers that, like, build buildings, and there's engineers that, like, you know, twiddle knobs like we do. That type of engineer. Kind of a different thing.
Yeah, kind of.
But, oh, and sometimes he wears a lab coat. Really? Really? What about the Back to the Future? You like? Are you writing to Steven Spielberg because you had a non-scientist portraying a scientist and wearing a lab coat? Two new mags, that's magazines for you non-millennials.
Oh.
Two new mags target female cannabis fans. This article starts out, if you're like me, you've probably wondered about the lack of print magazines targeting female cannabis fans.
Vagina?
Clearly, we are not alike. I've never thought that. I don't think I would ever have a thought close to that. Matter of fact, most times when I see print magazines, I go, still a thing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't given up on this?
Still around.
As opposed to the more gender-neutral publications like High Times. Why do we need a...
Because everyone has to be put in a little box now, Aaron. Just remember that.
Which is true. You think... I don't know that even with the current climate where a lot of people are talking about cannabis more than probably ever in the longest time in this country, probably since the 60s, more people are talking about this issue. And yet, I don't think it warrants more... I don't think it's selling more magazines. You think High Times is seeing a great increase in sales because of legalization? I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Maybe increase clicks.
I mean, hopefully, yeah, exactly. Hopefully they have an app.
The High Times app.
Launched two new magazines for female cannabis enthusiasts. One called Broccoli.
Why?
Focused on art and culture and Gossamer. A high-end lifestyle publication covering topics including food and travel. Gossamer? Isn't that... There's a character in a New Mutants comic book called Gossamer that was... She was this very specific type of character that exists mostly in Marvel Comics where a female shows up with the ability to fuck with guys' minds. Whether it was actual mutant power of some sort or just having an astounding rack. And they would always, like, you know, they'd flirt with multiple members and end up causing a fight.
A fine, filmy substance consisting of cobwebs spun by small spiders, which is seen especially in autumn. What? This is Gossamer?
Excuse me. That's not Gossamer. That's the heart-shaped monster from the Bugs Bunny cartoons.
And why does this come up?
Lingerie could be described as Gossamer. That makes more sense than the monster. Oh,
Gossamer women's lingerie. Gossamer villains wiki.
That's the name of the... That totally doesn't make any sense as a name, does it?
This character is a hairy red monster. His rectangular body is...
Especially after you read the definition of Gossamer. It's not even rectangular. How can you describe that? It's clearly heart-shaped.
It's Gossamer.
That is not a rectangular body. That is a heart-shaped body.
Louis Gossamer Jr.
Sorry.
Oh, we learned something
today.
How do
you call that a rectangle?
Get riggedy rectangle. Sorry, I'm gone. I need to shut up.
What?
Oh, good timing.
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Stop hating
it. Hey.
But I'm going to stop the outro. Stop it with the hays. Every outro starts with hay.
Don't say it.
Thank you for downloading the Weisman Podcast for free from Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or from ChristopherMedia.net. Wherever you listen to the Weisman Podcast, please make sure to rate and review the Weisman Podcast. 5 stars. Please and thank you. You can follow the Weisman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeisman420 and on Instagram,
The Weisman Podcast.
And you can make sure... Please make sure to like and share the Weisman Podcast on Facebook, and you can send email to the Weisman Podcast.
Send ChristopherMedia.net,
which is where you go to listen to all of the other shows available on the Christopher Media Network. A new podcast is uploaded almost every day.
Yeah.
Why don't you check out Projection Booth.
Check them out.
Check them out. Projection Booth Podcast. Mike White chugging along. They gotta be getting close to like 10 years.
Ish. Damn.
I don't know. Let's see. Maybe, I don't know, at least 6 or 7. But if you like movies, cult movies, I know, Rob, you are a listener of Projection Booth.
Yes, I do try to catch it, especially when I see titles of the show on iTunes.
Yeah. There's a new episode available of the Projection Booth every week at ChristopherMedia.net, where we also have our streaming station. Listen to our last 3 uploaded podcasts live 24/7.
Dude.
Yeah. Christmas time. It's here.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Not yet.
Watch TV.
In retail, it is here.
Retail. Dude, they were shoving Santa Claus out as they were bringing the Halloween candy to the back. So, that means it's time to buy your gifts and such. Yeah, and the week this comes out, it's like Thanksgiving's the next Thursday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, bookmark the Amazon link available at ChristopherMedia.net. When you're doing your shopping this season, it helps to support the Weisman Podcast for freezies.
Freezies?
Yeah.
For real?
Any extra money, and we get a little kickback. And you click on the donate button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you just want to cut out the middle man, just go, hey, here's a couple bucks, guys. And, you'll click on the Bro Basket banner. That's a gift you could buy.
You could buy that. That's also a great gift, yes. You know? Has every type of little
bro!
Gift to you, you know, alcohol variety.
Alcohol is an easy go-to gift during the holiday season. Yeah. Bottom line.
And you know what? They usually try to share it with you. So, I mean, you really think about it, you might get a taste. You never know.
My aunt and uncle depend on me to get them drunk every New Year's.
See, this would be a perfect gift for them.
I'll get them a bro basket.
Get him a bro
basket.
Scotch
themed bro basket.
See, they probably have
that. Oh, okay. I click through the banner, ChristopherMedia.net.
Yep, and do it there.
And get a little kickback as well.
It's a smart idea.
Damn right. And also stay high.
Hey, stay high.
Oh, stay high.
Hey, hi.
Also, I'm very high right now.
Just won't stop. I think it's like frozen.
I like it.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.